I hope you know that these, I think we had a bit of a technical problem, but the services are back on the X Valley website. Audio, not video as well, should you miss one ever and feel
Oh,
that you're like
okay.
you have been deprived.
Oh,
You can
yeah.
always go
Definitely.
back and listen to it
Oh,
or
wonderful.
pass it on to
Wonderful.
friends.
That's good to hear.
Okay,
Thank
here we
you.
go.
Thank you.
Just if I make a mistake this morning, this the service is I normally have it printed one sided only, so I don't get in a muddle. But today it's been printed on both sides. So if I suddenly leap a couple of pages, you'll know what's happened. And Jackie's going to thump me at that point, and I'll go back and we'll catch up. A holy thump. Anyway, good morning, everyone, on the fifth Sunday of Lent. How lovely to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning, wherever you find yourselves. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. Let your ways be known upon earth, your
Your
saving
saving power
power among
among
the
the
nations.
nations.
Blessed are you, Lord God of our salvation. To you be praise and glory forever. As a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, your only Son was lifted up that he might draw the whole world to himself. May we walk this day in the way of the cross and always be ready to share its weight, declaring your love for all the world. Blessed be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Blessed
Blessed
be
be
God
God forever.
forever. And a prayer of confession. Father, we are sorry for taking our eyes off you and yearning for worldly riches. Forgive us for losing sight of your grace. Jesus, we are sorry for investing in things that are not of you, believing and valuing worldly opinions and aspirations instead. We're sorry for taking our eyes off you and moving the goalposts. We're sorry for attempting to hide things from you. We know it's futile trying to be something we're not, as you know us inside out. You know the real us. You know our passions and what we truly value, and you accept us just as we are. Holy Spirit, help us to put away everything that is not good for us, that works to take us further from you. Father, Son,
Son
and
and Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit, forgive
forgive
us
us
and
and
refresh
refresh
us.
us.
Enable
Enable
us
us
to
to
put
put
aside
aside
for you and to
to
focus
focus
on
on
getting
getting
to
to
know
know
you
you
better
better
and
by
mining
mining
your
your
riches.
riches.
Amen. Salvation is ours through faith in Jesus. Through him, our sins are forgiven. Our past is behind us. We walk step by step in glorious freedom with Jesus, our Saviour. Amen. And a song of lamentation. You might like to join with me in this wherever you are. Is it nothing to you, all you who pass by? Look and see if there is any sorrow like my sorrow, which was brought upon me, which the Lord inflicted on the day of his fierce anger. For these things I weep, my eyes flow with tears, for a comforter is far from me, one to revive my courage. Remember my affliction and my bitterness, the wormwood and the gall. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. The Lord is good to those who wait for him, to the soul that seeks him. It is good that we should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. for the Lord will not reject forever. Though he causes grief, he will have compassion, according to the abundance of his steadfast love, for he does not willingly afflict or grieve anyone. Glory
Glory
to
to
the
the Father,
Father, and
and
to
to
the
the Son,
Son, and to
and
the
to the
Holy
Holy Spirit,
Spirit, as
as
it
it was
was
in
in
the
the
beginning,
beginning, is
is
now,
now, and
and
shall
shall be
be forever.
forever.
Amen.
Amen. And now Jackie's got our first reading for us.
And the first reading comes from Isaiah 43. This is what the Lord says, He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horse, the army and reinforcements together, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I form for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. And our psalm this morning are verses from Psalm 126. When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. Glory
Glory
to
to
the
the Father,
Father, and
and
to
to
the
the Son,
Son,
and
and
to
to
the
the
Holy
Holy
Spirit,
Spirit, as
as
it
it was
was
in
in
the
the beginning,
beginning,
is
is
now,
now,
and
and shall
shall
be
be
forever.
forever. Amen.
Amen. And the second reading is from John 12. Jesus anointed at Bethany. 6 days before the Passover, Jesus came to Bethany, where Lazarus lived, whom Jesus had raised from the dead. Here a dinner was given in Jesus' honor. Martha served, while Lazarus was among those reclining at the table with him. Then Mary took a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair, and the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. But one of the disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected. Why wasn't this perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. He did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As a keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Leave her alone, Jesus replied. It was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. You will always have the poor among you, but you will not always have me. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks
Thanks
be
be
to
to God.
God. In some traditions, today is known as Passion Sunday. The word passion comes from the Latin passio, meaning suffering. And next Sunday, Palm Sunday, some churches will read what is called the Passion Narrative, which is a summary of all the events in the last week of Jesus' life. So today is a time when we think about Jesus suffering for us and how God's love for us is so passionate that Jesus was prepared to die for us. We remember Jesus' death and resurrection. These are big emotional themes we're thinking about in these days up to Easter Sunday. Love, passion, sacrifice, suffering, life and death. They are huge themes about what really matters most to us and our world. In today's gospel, Mary recognizes this. In one extravagant gesture, she emphasizes the enormous importance of Jesus and what he is about to do. One denarius was the average wage for a common soldier or unskilled laborer. So 300 denarii is around a year's wages. Can you imagine giving your best friend some perfume worth, say, £35,000, which they then use up immediately to freshen up their boyfriend's trainers? Perhaps Mary did buy the oil to prepare for Jesus' burial, but she doesn't wait. Maybe she wants to show him how valuable he is before he dies. What a wonderful thing to be able to celebrate people who are special to us. How often do we lose track of who matters most to us, what is really important, until it's too late? So, let's try and imagine ourselves into this particular passage. What does love smell like? What does hope smell like? What does resurrection smell like? On this fifth Sunday of Lent, as we draw closer to Jesus' final week and prepare to contemplate his suffering, we're invited into a story of senses. A story of love enacted in fragrance. All four Gospels tell this story. The story of a woman who kneels at Jesus' feet, breaks an alabaster jar filled with priceless perfume, and dares to love Jesus in the flesh. Hands to feet, hair to skin, soaked fingers to soaked toes. Each writer frames the event differently, but the story at its core remains one of the most sensual, tender and provocative in the New Testament. In John's version, the woman is Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and the newly resurrected Lazarus. The two sisters host a dinner party for Jesus, and it's during the festivities that Mary breaks open her jar, anoints Jesus with spikenard, a scented oil worth a year's wages, and wipes his feet with her hair. As the musky fragrance of the oil fills the house, Judas, the disciple who keeps the common purse, rebukes Mary for her scandalous generosity. Why was this perfume not sold for 300 denarii and the money given to the poor? And Jesus silences him. Leave her alone. She bought it so she might keep it for the day of my burial. You always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me. Mary's actions raise thorny questions, but it's also a powerful story of a woman who dares to love extravagantly, even in the face of ridicule and censure, and she receives a blessing from Jesus. Here are three aspects of this story that I particularly love. What happens between Jesus and Mary in this story is deeply personal and intimate, skin to skin. Mary doesn't need to use words. And just as Jesus later breaks bread with his disciples, Mary breaks open the jar in her hands, allowing its contents to pour freely over Jesus' feet. Just as Jesus later washes his disciples' feet to demonstrate what radical love looks like, Mary expresses her love with her hands and her hair. She offers up something costly in order to demonstrate her love for her Lord. What I appreciate most about this story is the way that Jesus responds. Rather than shunning Mary's intimate gesture, Jesus receives her gift with gratitude, tenderness, pleasure and blessing. This is deeply embodied gratitude and worship. What does this mean for us, I wonder, as we live in a culture that often treats bodies with ambivalence and shame? Let's face it, most of the time I see my own body as something not to dwell on too closely these days. I see its flaws so much more clearly than I see its God-ordained dignity and beauty. Rarely do I recognize it as a vehicle for worship, love, hospitality, and grace. But Mary's gesture reminds me that our bodies are God's temple. We are embodied people. We are called to break bread, to share wine, to shed tears, and to wash feet. Are we prepared to offer God our whole selves? In Mark's version of the story, Jesus tells Mary's critics that her gesture is a beautiful thing, worthy of honour and remembrance. Over and against Judas's common sense, Jesus celebrates the fragrant and the delectable. In doing so, he gives us permission to savour the good gifts of life on this fragile, fertile earth, the pleasures of our senses, the beauties of nature, the fruits of human creativity and artistry. I grew up in a low church, evangelical, deeply Protestant tradition. And I suppose looking back, if anything, beauty was viewed with suspicion as being a bit frivolous and distracting. Let's face it, real piety resided in sound doctrine and firm faith. So I'll be honest, Judas's criticism makes me stop and think. Shouldn't we be sensible? Should we be cautious? Aren't we supposed to balance our budgets? No, I don't think we are. Not always. Not at the expense of life-giving and the beautiful. Is Mary's gift lavish? Yes. Is it useless? In the practical-minded economy Judas brings to the table? Yes, it is. Is it efficient, orderly, or logical? No. And yet, Jesus cherishes and blesses it. I read this week, as the writer Mary Gordon put it, in the moment of the washing of the feet, Jesus insists that beauty matters. Think about it in this way. In times of difficulty, pain, or trouble in your own life, what has comforted you the most? What has carried you through? The platitudes, common sense, the advice of a pragmatist, or the lavish and useless gestures of someone who loves you? Mary recognizes the importance of meeting the world's brokenness, meeting the world's cynicism and pain with priceless, generous beauty. Even as death looms, she chose to share what is heartbreakingly fragile and fleeting, a fragrance, a sensory gift, an experience of beauty. But her action declares that the stench of death will not have the last word in our lives. The last word will belong to the sweet and sacred fragrance of love. Mary's extravagance merits Jesus's blessing, and Judas's criticism earns Jesus' rebuke. Why? Mary responds to the call of love in the moment, in the now. Knowing what Jesus is about to face, knowing that he's in urgent need of companionship and comfort, knowing that the time is short to express all the gratitude and affection she carries in her heart, Mary acts. Given the choice between the poor out there and the concrete need that presents itself at her own doorstep, around her own dinner table, Mary chooses the here and now. She loves the body and soul who is placed in her presence. And in doing so, she ends up caring for the one who is denied room at the inn, who was denied room even to be born. For the one who has no place to lay his head during his years of ministry, for the one whose crucified body will be laid in a borrowed tomb. In other words, it is the poor Mary serves when she serves Jesus, just as it is always Jesus we serve when we love without reservation what God has placed in front of us here and now. So, what does love smell like? What does hope smell like? What does resurrection smell like? They smell like beauty, broken and spilled out for the sake of love. So much is given to us in this gospel story. What will we do with it all as we set our hearts and face towards Jerusalem? Will we choose the extravagant gesture? Will we celebrate useless gifts as sacred to God? Or will we hold our hearts back in judgment and criticism? What will guide us as we contemplate the cross? Theological platitudes, common sense, or the fragrance of Jesus Christ? That very important jar we're hanging on to at all costs. When and for whom will we break it? At this moment in our Lenten journey, the time is short. The cross awaits, and pain is coming. For this moment, though, we have Jesus. What will we do while we have him with us? Amen.
Let us pray. Lord of all time, we thank you for the great things you have done for us and your creation over generations. We thank you for all those saints of faith who have worshipped here, running the race of life and faith that you have called them to. We thank you for the great things you have done in many individual lives, when we have seen people healed, given new hope, supported through troubles and helped to grow in faith. We thank you for calling our leaders and those who work quietly behind the scenes to serve others and their commitment to make a positive difference to our church community. We thank you for being with us in our own joys and challenges, helping us at school, at work, in our homes, and in all we do. We thank you for the great things you have done as we have served and continue to serve and help those in our area, shining the light of Jesus in the darkness of the world. The Lord has done great things for us. The Lord has done great things for us. Lord of peace, we join with the psalmist in thanking you for filling us with the joy of knowing you. We thank you for our homes, our safety, our privileges, our peace, and our security. So we pray for all those across your created world that do not have these things that we rely on and take for granted. We pray for the millions of refugees who have had to flee their homes in the Sudan as civil war continues and the true horror of brutality is normal. We pray for the people whose homes in Gaza and the West Bank have been destroyed, who have nowhere to go, and whose lives are filled with fear and darkness. We pray for the thousands of people in Myanmar who have lost their lives, and the many more who are bereaved, homeless, and feeling hopeless. We pray for all the people of Ukraine who look for peace and justice in our ever-changing, confusing world. We pray that you, Lord, will do great things to comfort, heal, and bring peace. The Lord has done great things for us.
The
The
Lord
Lord has
has done
done great
great
things.
things.
Lord of all good things, we hear the words of Jesus reminding his followers that in this fallen world, there will always be the poor. We thank you for the things we have that make our lives good. So at this time of increased prices, costs, and bills, we pray for all those who live with a daily struggle to find money for food, heating, and water, and the other essentials of life. We pray for those children who live in poverty and go to school hungry, remembering the work of schools and other agencies that do all they can to help. We pray for those who need extra support through additional needs and disability, that help would be available and they would not feel left out or isolated. We pray for those who feel they are losing hope and have nowhere to turn. Show us what we can do to support and share the joy of faith in generous, practical ways to help those who despair and feel lost in an expensive and selfish world. Lord, you do great things, so please show us how we can do great things for you. The Lord has done great things for us.
The
The
Lord
Lord
has
has
done
done
great
great
things.
things. Lord of salvation, we thank you that as we look forward to Easter, we think of your Son who came to save us and all people. We thank you that you do the great thing of knowing and loving each of us, offering us forgiveness, a way through life, and the hope of eternal life. We pray for those we know who are suffering loss, illness, sadness, and that they will have strength to look to you for their help. And today we're thinking of Jack, Rosemary, Chris, Mary, Brian, Derek, Anne, Hilary, Brenda, Roy, Andrew, Paul, Colin, Stephen, Mandy, Brian, Gerald, Tanya, Roger, Ian, David, Matthew, and Rackingford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. And we also remember the family and friends of those who have recently died: Olive Blackford, Robert Butler, Anne Catchpole and Valerie Drew. We pray for those who are struggling on their journey of faith and reaching out, that you would take their hand and pull them onto safe ground. We pray that we would have the strength and determination to put everything else aside that the world offers and focus only on you. May our desires, hopes, and passions always look to you so that we may know Jesus fully and serve others as he served. You have done great things, so we look for your greatness to renew us again. The Lord has done great things for us.
The
The Lord
Lord has
has
done
done
great
great things.
things.
And the collect for the fifth Sunday of Lent. Merciful God, who by the death and resurrection of your Son Jesus Christ delivered and saved the world, grant that by faith in him who suffered on the cross, we may triumph in the power of his victory through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our
Our Father
Father
in
in
heaven,
heaven,
hallowed
hallowed be
be
your
your
name.
name.
Your
Your
kingdom
kingdom
come,
come,
your
your
will
will
be
be done,
done,
on
on earth
earth
as
as in
in heaven.
heaven.
Give
Give
us
us
today
today
our
our daily
daily bread.
bread. Forgive
Forgive
us
us our
our sins,
sins, as we forgive those who sin against us.
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Christ crucified, draw us to himself, to find in him a sure ground for faith, a firm support for hope, and the assurance of sins forgiven, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us, and those we love and for whom we pray, this day and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you, Jackie.
Sorry, I'm croaky. It's hay fever.
Well, you had a lot to read there.
I didn't. The hay fever is high today, they said on the news.
Oh, is it? Oh, you better. Jackie's going to go off and gargle.
Thank you both. It was very good.
And, I hope you
Thanks
all have a
very
good.
Much.
I hope you all have a good day, and we'll see you next week for Palm Sunday. Bring a leaf or a twig or something to wave.
Yeah. Thank you, Steph. Thank you, Jackie. Take care. God bless.
Yeah, have a really good week. God bless you all.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you very much.
Lovely seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone. Take care.
Bye.
Have a good week. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
There we go. I found the right thing.